You know what? Let's introduce him now. Let's change it up a little bit.
Speakeasy.
Words.
Lingo.
Speakeasy.
Language.
Speakeasy on ABC Radio Perth.
Good morning, Daniel, of course, from the podcast Talk the Talk.
Wow, you guys, things happen pretty fast around here.
We change plans.
We're edgy, wild, crazy kind of people.
Living life on the edge.
That's good, because I've got an edgy topic for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I am a massive music dork. I don't know if this is the case for you both. Are you?
Yeah, very, very much so. I lost track a little bit. I blame the birth of my children of losing my connection and the time to listen to new music, but very much 80s and 90s. I pride myself on
all right. Well, now's your chance to catch up a little bit, because I have been binging on South by Southwest. Don't know if you know about this. This is like a music and everything festival in Austin, Texas.
Yep.
Hundreds of bands, even one from dear old Perth showing up there. And I was just taking a look at band names, because I think that the way that people name their bands, it shows some trends over the years.
Okay.
Can't wait to have that discussion.
Yeah.
But Paul has been very busy preparing a little bit of a...
I've got a favourite game.
A game for us, Daniel. And you can play along in your car or at home, around the breakfast table, wherever you might be this morning. Maybe you're even in at work already.
See, when I used to work for a young and edgy program called Hungry Beast, a bit like the work environment I have now with the two of you, young and edgy,
yep.
We used to play a game where someone would say a name and you had to guess if it was a thrash metal band or a private military company.
Okay.
So we're going to play this morning, are we?
Yeah. Okay. So the first name, Fortune's Sons. Is it a private military company or a thrash metal band?
Oh, that's a thrash metal band.
No, it's a private military company.
So you're negative one, Daniel. Now it's my turn, Paula.
Okay. Agent Steel. Private military company or thrash metal band?
That's a thrash metal band for
sure. Yes, well done, thrash metal band.
I'm going to be hard to beat from here, Daniel.
Don't.
Daniel, Vengeance Rising.
Oh, that's got to be a metal band.
Yes, that is a metal band. Metal band. What about, Peter, Cluster Battles?
Cluster Battles? That's a military company.
Oh, well done.
Oh,
but you get
nice.
The idea.
Yeah.
It can be quite hard to pick. You know, there's Battle Cross, there's Raytheon, and, you know, Raytheon being private metal company, Battle Cross being a thrash metal band.
Blackwater. Yes, exactly.
There's a lot of crossover there.
So you've done some research, Daniel Midgley, into band name evolution. What can you tell us about band names?
Band names have changed over the years. You know, if you go back to like the 40s, 30s, you'll see things like the Person Group, like the Stan Taylor Combo or something. But then by the time we got to the 70s, that had changed to Person and the Group. Like, you know, Dillip and the Freds or something like that. And then in the 80s, we got like entire sentences or phrases. Pop will eat itself. His name is alive. Or orchestral maneuvers in the dark. Just really fanciful names. But then when we got to the 90s, things changed quite a bit. There was either one word names like Nirvana or Hole with no the anywhere.
Mm.
Or you had these three word bands like Stone Temple Pilots or Three Doors Down. But things got really interesting in the noughties, because people started throwing all the thes back in. Then we had The Hives and The National. And now things have splintered. So I'm going to just read you some of the names of bands. Like there's Guantanamo Baywatch, which I just thought was hilarious and dark. There's Marshmallow Coast. And chronophage, which I guess sounds like somebody who ate a clock. Have you ever eaten a clock?
No.
I tried once. It was time-consuming. But I've got this friend. She's a bit of a nut. Her name is Janelle Steele, and she likes to goof around with neural networks. Have you heard of these things?
Yeah, vaguely.
It's a machine learning technique. What you do is you feed the algorithm lots and lots of data. It learns the patterns and then starts putting out new ones.
Mm.
So what she did was she took every band from the last three South by Southwests, generated some new bands, and some of them sound a little plausible. So I got a game for you both.
Okay. Ooh, lots of games today. I like this.
Real band or artificial intelligence band? Number one, Death Frothers.
You go first, Paula.
I'm going to go for AI, artificial intelligence, on that one.
You are correct.
Yes.
Next one, No Parents.
Real band.
You're both. Oh man, you guys are on fire. Okay, how about this one, Lion Babe?
I will say that is a real band.
You are correct. Really, at South by Southwest. Okay, Fart Fortune.
Very highbrow. I'm going to say real band.
No, it's
AI. I've got one wrong. AI.
For some reason, fart seems to come up in AI a lot, and I don't know why. Janelle has noticed this. Let's see. The Fester Boys.
Ooh, Festa Boys. That actually sounds really good. I'd go for a real band.
It's an AI.
Oh, dang it.
How about Turquoise Jeep? Last one. This is for the win.
Turquoise Jeep are a real band.
You are correct. Yes.
You win, Peter
done.
Bell.
I think so. I've been pretty strong this morning. Let's concentrate on the.
Okay.
So you said that it came back in, but surely the Halcyon days were the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, maybe a little bit after that, even the.
The, that's right. If you take away, they're really hard to search for. You know, that's why sometimes people just call them the band. Whether you choose to put a the in or not really does make a difference. It changes the way it sounds. For example, let's take a look at those the bands. We had, what did we have? We had the Hives, the Strokes, the Nash. What if you just named your band Hives?
Mm.
Yeah. Or there's a band, White Rabbit, that I have in my collection. What if you name them the White Rabbits?
So what difference do you think it makes to have the
one
in
little
front of it?
The.
I'm interested in your view. What do you think? The White Rabbits versus White Rabbits?
I like the White Rabbits.
It makes it sound like this is a band and we are a thing.
Mm. Yeah. Right? Whereas White Rabbits is just, oh my God, White Rabbits.
There's White Rabbits over there or something. It's much more abstract.
This morning for Speakeasy with Daniel Midgley, we're talking about band name evolution. You might have a story that you can share with us about the origins of a particular band's name or one that you have always been fascinated or loved. Let us know this morning, 0437 922 720, or you can give us a ring, 1300 222 720. Do you have a favourite band name? That's putting you on the spot.
I got a couple of favourites. One of my favourite Perth bands right now is Post-Depression Makeout Session, which is just a great name. And another name that references a certain pop culture. You remember the television show Petticoat Junction?
Best
name. Petticoat Junkyard.
And it's
got kind of a trashy country sort of feel. I'm kind of a fan of bands with no vowels.
Oh, okay. So what's a good one?
Well, there's, I'm just going to try to say these. There's HTRK, but it's pronounced Hate Rock. There's Mr. Krift, but I think it's Mystery Craft. And then there's a bunch more. There are a lot of bands also that have V's. Just throw in V's everywhere, like Churches, but it's with a V. Don't say them. Don't say the V. Just treat it like a U. So there's Nudes and Churches and all of the V's and Strangers. I guess it's Strangers, but it's got a V instead of the A.
Does that show that we've gone from being being an audio industry to a visual one, where with digital platforms, where you're dealing with Instagram or Twitter or things online, where you're seeing the name a lot more?
Used to be that you'd find out about a band from a friend. Oh, the Smiths, you know. But now it's like, well, I've never even heard how this band is pronounced, and their name isn't really pronounceable, but I can search for them.
At 13 to 7, why wouldn't we play some Hate Rock? Yeah. This is a little bit of Blue Sunshine. Now I know what Hate Rock is. That's it.
It's delicious. It just goes on and on.
It was the first thing that I thought of, Blue Sunshine, when I heard that little bit of audio there.
It's well named.
Let's hear from Ross. He's got a story about Canned Heat, Daniel. Morning, Ross.
Morning, guys. Just a story that I heard once was Canned Heat, when they were on the road trip to Woodstock. They actually were not known at that point as Canned Heat. They were Canned Beans. And on the road trip, they met another band called Baked Heat, and they decided to do a name. So I'm not sure what happened to Baked Beans, but we all know what happened.
you're making that story. I've got
sounds suspiciously like Guns N' Roses, you know.
So what was the story there? Yeah, L.A. Guns, that's right.
And who were the Roses? I don't even...
Not sure.
I guess they combined.
Not sure we can give the... we'll just go with the... my favourite weird band name is MGF, Machine Gun, something else that I probably shouldn't say on Breakfast Breakfast Radio as well.
Anyway.
Yeah,
I remember them from the 90s. You know, sometimes if you get a very long name, that will get shortened down to a three-letter acronym, like we talked about earlier, or Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark becoming OMD and so on.
Did we go through stages where letters were more in vogue? For example, Z or X, or there are a lot of Y sort of band names as well.
The only thing that I've noticed, we are seeing a lot of Z's instead of S's at the ends of names. I just going through the list of South by Southwest, lots of Z's happening at the end. And of course, the V thing going on. I'm noticing also something kind of funny, celebrity spoonerisms.
Yes.
You know, spoonerism is where you swap the first letter. So one of them is, there's a band, electronic guy, his name is Calm Trues. Which is a spoonerism from Tom Cruise. There's Varth Dater, which is actually pretty good. I had to listen. And there's Mord Fustang. But my favorite is a Perth band, Ryan Beano, who, of course, is a play on the electronic musician Brian Eno. Mm. Ryan Beano is really good.
I used to know a drag queen performer called Burley Chassis, but that might be a totally different thing.
Yes, well played. That's the blue ribbon. Here's a few more texts from you. We're talking band name evolution. Gary says, Cassinets, Cats Singing Orchestral Circus, released a classic single called Quick Joey Smalls. Thank you, Gary.
Wow.
There's a lot to get through there. Greg says, the best band name ever, Jason and the Reclining Rockers.
Oh, that is good. You know, it wasn't until Echo and the Bunnymen and even Jules and the Polar Bears that really showed me what you could do with band names.
I like Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats.
Mm. Yeah.
That's actually a band that's happening now, so it's quite a thrill that I like a band name that's current, unlike my usual 80s and 70s music knowledge.
Is that back in trend now, do you think, using Nathaniel Ratcliffe as Ratcliffe, isn't it?
Yeah, and the, yes.
Yeah, using your own name and the, is that coming back in, do you think?
There is some of that, and we are seeing the person band, except it's not always band, is it? You know, you sometimes see group or even project. We're starting to see a resurgence of projects as well. Another thing that I've noticed is lots of animal names, lots and lots of animal names, especially wolf. You know, you got wolf mother, wolf and cub, but then with other animals, you got grizzly bear, band of horses, white rabbit, steer hoof. It's all happening.
It never goes old, does it?
No, animals, really. Keep on doing it. Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, you think of the animals. They started out a long time ago, just the animals. But they hadn't really specified, you know. It would take years for us to really just mine the whole zoo sort of thing.
And what about stars that have just known as one name? So you've got your Schurs, you've got your Beyoncés, your Adele. Is that something that's always been the case?
We've always had, I remember since the 80s, you know, Prince, Madonna. Mm. You have to be pretty famous to be a one-name person, especially if you use your whole name for your stage show, but then people just shorten it to one name. Oh, Taylor, you know, that kind of thing. That's how you know you've made it.
That was Speakeasy with Daniel. See what I did there? You haven't reached that level of fame yet. Daniel Midgley, thank you so much, Daniel. That was a great topic. Band name evolution. You can hear Daniel on the podcast Talk the Talk.